CD 3, Track 28.
Recently, there have been lots of cases in the news about people using the emergency services badly. One man in London rang for an ambulance because he had a sore throat. A woman in Essex phoned the fire brigade because her cat was in a tree and didn't want to come down. A Bristol man rang the police from a restaurant because they put mushrooms on his pizza and he didn't want them. It sounds funny, but it is a really serious problem. We have Dr. Kirsty Alexander on the line from the Accident and Emergency Department at the Shrewsbury Royal Infirmary. Dr. Alexander?
Good morning.
Recently, there have been more cases in Britain when people ring the emergency services for unimportant things or go to accident and emergency when there is nothing very serious.
Yes, this is a big problem for the emergency services. People with serious problems cannot get attention because of these people.
What number do we have to ring when we have a real emergency?
Well, there are two numbers. 999 is the old number, but you can also ring 112. 112 is the number for emergencies in the European Union.
And what is a real health emergency?
When somebody is really ill or when there has been a serious accident. For example, when somebody has a bad pain in the chest or has breathing problems or somebody is bleeding badly. And their chest and arm hurts, or you think they have broken a bone.
What information do you need to give?
First, give your address, then describe the problem. Next, follow the instructions of the person on the phone.
What is not a serious emergency?
Things like toothache, coughs, or small accidents. For example, bee stings for people with no allergy.
What if you are not sure?
Well, you can ring a National Health Service number and get help. The number is 0845 4647.
0845 4647. Right. What about first aid? What do we need to do in an emergency?
Well, people really need to learn more about first aid in this country. Very few schools teach about first aid here. In other countries, I think it is different. First aid is very important. It saves lives.
Thank you very much, Dr. Alexander.
Not at all.